Open your Bibles now, please, to Romans chapter 7. I think I'm right. Yeah, Romans chapter 7, the last two verses in the chapter. Romans 7, the last two verses. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death, this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So that the mind, I myself serve the Lord of God, but with the heart, with the flesh, the law of man. O wretched man that I am, resting upon the Lord and resting upon the promises of God, resting upon all that God has done for you. Think of it. Think of it, if you will. Maybe the last words I get to speak to will be the words of tonight. And I want you to listen carefully. Number one, my dear friend, you have given to you in your hands, and rejoice that you have in your hands tonight the world's greatest book, the Bible. The Bible, God's holy word. Oh, what truth is given to us here in this precious book. What truth. What guidance for our lives. Isn't that a strange thing that in one book there will be instructions for every one of us? I mean, no one excepted. For every man, every woman, every boy or girl, every person in the world can find help from the holy word of God. Now, hold that. And this matter of the Bible, the holy word of God. I was 14 years old in Louisville, Kentucky. My mother and father had never gone to church. A young boy took me to church named Claude Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, Mark Claude Martin. He took me in the back of the church to a little Sunday school room, and I sat down with a bunch of boys. I was 14 years old. The teacher came in to teach that bunch of a lady teacher. Her name is Mrs. Daisy Halls, H-A-W-E-S. And she stood there, Bible in hand, and she said, "This is the holy word of God." I knew nothing about that. My training at home had been nothing at all. My schooling had been nothing for me. And at 14, I knew nothing about it. She said, "This is God's holy word." And I began to listen. And my dear friend, when I listened, God spoke to my heart. When I listened to the word, I got saved. "For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of himself, that the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I got saved. I got born again. And I knew it. That little Sunday school teacher named Mrs. Daisy Halls, H-A-W-E-S, an humble little lady, taught the Word of God and gave the Word of God. And I believe the book. I believe it when I got saved. I believe it now. I've never been turned from the Bible by the educators and by the trend of the day. I believe the Bible. This is God's holy Word. And to you Christians here tonight, read your Bible anew. Read it with joy and rejoicing. And think of what God has forgiven you now, what He's going to give you in the future when He comes again. And rejoice in all of that. Now, I thank the Lord for the Bible, the holy word of God. Read it and believe it, every word of it. Every word of it. And live by the word of God as it comes to you day by day. Live by the holy word of God. Then, I see something else when I study my Bible and look into the Lord that I want to say to you. I want to mention secondly the awfulness of sin. Sin is against God. God hates sin. In your life and my life and any life, He hates sin. And He's against sin. He is a holy God. And of the holy God, He gave His Son to die on the cross that we might be saved. Oh, what gracious love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Isn't that beautiful? Why, you say, "We all knew that." Sure we do, but say it again in your own heart. And here it is, the awfulness of sin. Sin turns men away from God. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But God gave His Son to die for us. Here's your Bible. Christ died for us. The Son of God took our place on the cross. Our place. We should have died, but He died in our stead. That's where you have the great theme of the death of Christ. Christ died for our sins. He died that we might have life everlasting. Now, don't minimize sin. Don't laugh at sin. Don't make light of sin in this world. Sin is awful, terrible, deadening, damning. And life comes through faith in Christ. Faith in the Son of God. Faith in the promises of God. The awfulness of sin. Now, we've become accustomed to seeing things that are wrong, haven't we? We're accustomed to television programs. We're accustomed to newscasts. We're accustomed to newspapers and magazines that glorify sin. When we ought to hate sin, all sin, and hate with all of our hearts. Now, the awfulness of sin, the awfulness of sin, and you come to hate sin. Don't take it lightly. Sin is against God. God is holy. Christ is holy. The Holy Spirit is holy. We're following a holy God. We're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We're saved by the Holy Son of God, Jesus, who died on the cross. Now, don't minimize sin. Don't minimize your sins. Take them seriously and say, "Oh God, help me live a holy life. Help me to so live that others can see Christ in me. Help me to so live that every day I'm pointing people to the Lamb of God." And the matter of sin. Hate sin. Hate sin. Drinking, gambling, whatever it may be, evil thoughts, no matter what it may be, sin, hate sin. Hate sin and love Christ. Christ died for our sins. Think of that. He died for our sins. Now hate sin that took Christ to the cross. Hate the sin that required Christ to come down, be born, to live, to die upon a cross, to rise from the grave, to send back to glory, but all of it that we might be saved by faith in Him. Amen. The awfulness of sin, the awfulness of sin. Then I want you to think for just a moment of the great business and the beauty of salvation. The beauty of your salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of itself. It's a gift of God, not of which lest any man should boast. The greatness of the sure salvation. I never will forget that Sunday morning, way back there when I was a boy. Well, I was 14 years old, big, overgrown boy, country boy. I walked into the Sunday school class. The boy took me, it was named Claude Martin, a country boy, neighboring boy. Claude Martin. And walked into class. And there I came with a boy named Claude Martin. And they came by themselves, they way back there. And when I came forward, they came forward and said, "We want to be saved too." If you're here tonight saved, and that would say most all of you are saved people, praise God. And you're saved tonight, then you're saved by the love of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the beauty of salvation, the joy of salvation, the wonder of salvation, the greatness of salvation, all that God has done for us, and rejoice in that and praise God that you're saved. Now do what God tells you. Share with others what you have. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be a college graduate. You don't have to be a Bible school graduate. You simply tell people of Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave the only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, he should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now you tell it out. Tell it out. Tell it to the people. Now the ones you touch will never go to church. They got to hear from you. You're here tonight, but you go out to them and tell them of Christ, the loving Savior, and the power of God to save to the uttermost all who come to Him. Oh, what a joy to be born again. What a joy to be in the family of God. What a joy to be able to pray and bring your knees to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your help. And know that God will give you help in the hour of your deepest need. Have faith in God. Now, touch a number of thoughts here on the matter of salvation, the matter of all of this. And then I need to say one more thing to you. And that's of the future. Thank God for the future. We are eternal. We have everlasting life. Everlasting life. And if you die, your soul goes at once in the presence of God. Absent from the body and present with the Lord. And if Christ should come tonight, if you're saved, you're going up with Him. And if you're not saved, you better get saved tonight. You better say, Lord, our Savior, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Believe in God, believe also in me. Have faith in God. We'll be with Him. And we'll have heavenly joy forevermore. The joy here will come for a day and gone for a while. And with heaven is forever, forever joy. And we'll be in the presence of God forever. We have what we've talked about here for so many years, everlasting life. That life is found in Christ, the loving Savior. And you can know Him tonight. Now, if you've never put your trust in Christ, do so right now. Walk down the aisle and say, I've tonight trusted Christ as my Savior, tonight. If you've never been saved, get saved tonight. Get saved tonight. Secondly, if you're a child of God, but you've wandered away from the truth, you're a Christian, but you've gotten away from the center of the will of God, you need to come tonight and say, I want to rededicate my life. I want to come right here to the front. I don't care if you pack the front here, front bench, what you do, but just come. And say, I've been saved and born again, but I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I want to live for Him and serve Him for the rest of my days. Let God have His way with you and with all of us. Let God have His way with me and with my life. Use all for His glory. And for you in your life, in your home, your business, let Christ have the first place. And say, the Lord, tonight, 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 I've settled it all, once and for all, Christ is mine. And I'm going to glorify Him. I'm going to so live. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Heaven is real. I'm coming again. I will come again, receive you unto myself. God bless you. And let God speak to your heart. Let God work on your heart. Tonight, if you've never been born again, come down the aisle. Wait a minute. If you've had doubts about your salvation before, come forward tonight. Come on down the aisle. If you've born to rededicate your life, I want you to come. And I will rededicate my life to Christ tonight that He might use me for His glory. If there's some problem you're facing in your life, you know what it is. God knows what it is. But you've got a problem. Maybe you need to come and stand here and say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to get this settled tonight. I want to be right with God, right with God, right with God. Let's bow in prayer, Brother Pastor, if you'll come, please, sir.